Blog Talk Radio.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today's show is kind of a special one. As we look back on the year we've had on the show, from bringing Emily on in March to some of our best and not so good moments. As usual, I've got my lovely and talented co-host and friend Emily with me. So sit back for about 30 to 45 minutes and enjoy the show. Hey, Em, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Can you believe it's been another year down?
Well, for me it's been 8 months, but, you know, same difference,
well,
right?
But, yeah, another year on the show for me, 8 months for you, and I gotta say it's flown by.
It's been great.
Yeah, it really has.
But it definitely flew by.
Yes, it has. And like I said earlier, there have been some amazing moments, and there have been some not so amazing moments, to be completely honest with you.
True story.
Remember,
okay, yeah, there have been some awkward moments, for sure.
Yes, there have. Do you remember, it's happened a couple times, but do you remember the recap shows where we had absolutely nothing to talk about?
Oh, yeah, that was in July. How could I forget?
That was
a hot mess.
That was kind of brutal. But I don't even have to ask, but I know your favorite moments from the show.
But I should share anyway, right?
What?
I said I should share anyways, right?
Exactly. I was listening back a few times to some of our past shows and some shows that I'd done previously this year before you came on with me, and I've run down a list of a few shows that I absolutely loved. This show was from January 28th. It was the first time and the only time so far we've had I've had a lovely and talented friend, a Sahara Star, on the show. We have to get a Sahara back so you can talk to her.
Yeah,
she's
for
just,
sure.
Just a doll.
She's great.
She's just a doll.
She sent me a birthday present, so I think that's awesome.
Exactly. I know y'all have talked on Facebook a few times or whatever. So, but we have to.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'll see what I can do about having her on sometime next year for you.
What'd you say, Cody? I'm sorry, I was distracted for a second there.
It's fine. I said, I'll see what I can do about having her on sometime next year for you.
That'd be great. I'm literally like at the self check at Walmart right now.
Wow.
And I was like having to ask for help because I have a coupon, you know.
Mhm.
And I didn't know how to do it, so that's why I got distracted. But I'm back now. I'm totally.
Oh Lord. Shopping with Emily again, oh Lord.
Well, I apologize, but I inserted my coupon, you stupid thing. Okay. Okay, so my favorite, I don't even know where to begin. Like, what the heck? It's been a great year. My favorite show ever is Mary Beth Evans, because you literally cannot go wrong with Mary Beth Evans.
Nope.
Like, there's just nothing you can do. I lost my mother in the Walmart. I kid you not, she just left me in the Walmart store.
Oh, wow.
Found her. Anyway,
Mary Beth
Evans. Like, honestly, that was like, it's still, well, now I've kind of accepted it, but it was literally so surreal for me. And it didn't seem legitimate that we actually got to talk to her.
I understand. You know, and you know who one of my favorites is.
Absolutely.
This show with the lovely and talented Miss Patsy Pease.
Oh yes, Patsy
Pease. It will be top.
I don't want to discount all of that. I mean, okay,
right.
My favorite was Mary Beth, playing Daddy, Patsy Pease. I seriously love them all. Okay, I'm walking in the Walmart parking lot, and there's a pair of shoes. Like, somebody took them off, and they're just laying here, and I'm really confused.
Wow.
I know. Anyway, Patsy, for sure. Patsy was amazing, and she made me cry, so that helps.
Patsy wasn't, and I never will forget the first time I had a Kathleen Getty on, which was, let me find out, the first time I had a Kathleen Getty on was, okay, it was May 9th of 2013. She still, to this day, remains one of the only two people I've made cry on the show.
Oh, yeah, I listened to that show. I remember now.
It was
I just realized
May 9th of 2013.
Like,
what now?
Lily was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lily came on with Kathleen. They both
mm-hmm.
called in that first night. I was on the show, so I won't forget them.
We have a caller. Hold on.
Oh, we do? That's rare.
I'm pretty sure I know exactly who this person is, I'm pretty sure. So,
Chase.
So, hold on. Is this who I think it is?
Yes, it is. Hi, guys.
Chrissy, how are you?
Hey. Good, and how are you? I'm still getting over a cold, so forgive my voice isn't quite back yet. Girl, I feel
you.
You
sound like you're a little off. You sound a little off. So.
Yeah, I've been the same way recently. I feel like everyone has. Like, Friday, I stayed home from school because I thought I needed to heal my sore throat so I could sing Saturday night. And then it all started coming back, like, on Sunday. And today, like, one ear is stopped up and, like, one eye is watering. It's like a one-sided thing. And
right.
I'm not feeling it today. I understand completely.
Yeah, well... So congratulations on your interview. How did it go? How was that experience for you?
It was great. We had so much fun. We laughed so much.
Oh, my
much.
God, it was incredible.
It was great.
Well, I'm
we
happy for you guys.
So much. Like, we had an amazing time. We just all laughed, and, like, we talked for a whole hour. It was, like, we were all just chatting, and it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. So what do you guys think of GH? I'm so happy to have Tony back.
It's great lately.
Oh, my God, it's incredible, too.
I haven't seen today's yet, but I saw yesterday's, and I was in, like, a Benadryl coma yesterday. And so,
coma.
Because, no, I literally, like, I was sitting there watching it, and then I woke up, and it was over, and I was like, wait, what? My mom was like, did you see that? I'm like, what? And she's like, hey,
oh,
and I'm like, what? Are you crazy? I thought I dreamt it, right? And then... it was a crazy, crazy mess. I was so confused. Like, I was in a Benadryl coma, which was 9 last night. So, I know the gist of what happened because I tried to watch it again, and then I fell asleep the second time.
Oh, my God. Well, Faison is back. I'm so happy. I knew, you know, it's so funny.
I know.
Funny
I love
it. They were trying to get us to think that the guy, everybody, well, people that I'm talking to, they think that Fluke is Frank Meth.
I never thought that.
I don't know who it is. Who do you guys think
Fluke
is?
I always thought he was Bill. And I think that they're trying to trick us with the Faison thing.
I don't think it's Bill because that would be too easy.
But
and
see, like, I feel like we think it's too easy, so they totally do it because they don't think we would think that because, oh, it's too easy. But, you know, like, that's how they work sometimes.
But Bill didn't have a vendetta against, it's the thing, whoever it is, it has a finger in the mob and also has alliances with, you know, Helena, who's coming back, by
mm-hmm.
the way. Helena,
yeah.
Be back.
Right.
Brent,
well,
Brent,
I thought
Rod.
Bill, because yesterday, Julian said that whoever it was gave him an alias, and then he said we can go to Port Charles because there's somebody there who looks just like me
mm-hmm.
back in the day. So I'm thinking Bill, because he looks just like Luke, he said, you know, we can go back there and we can, like, take over the mall because there's already somebody there who looks just like me that I can meet. So that's why
right.
I thought Bill.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. And,
plus the Barrett thing, you know, the Julia Barrett thing. Like, wasn't Bill dating
yeah.
her or something? So that's what I
well,
thought. But that seems to be too
yeah,
complicated for them
dated,
to figure out.
Yeah. He dated Brenda's sister. Because she was involved with, of course, Barrett Industries. So it's going to be, I don't know. And then, we know Rick is coming back. He's been filming this. He started filming, actually, last week. But so I'm anxious because he needs that whole story needs to, you know, come back around.
I'm wondering if, like, why Faison, like, I think they want us to think that it's Faison, but Faison has no vendetta with Sonny, right?
Right.
Am I correct in that? And he has no, like, he has no reason to do this to Luke except for, like, if he honestly, like, the only thing he would do was go after Anna and Duke and Robert. So I don't understand,
mm-hmm.
like, why he would want to be in the mob when his
yeah, I know.
Main
That's
goal is going after Anna and Robert.
Well,
right, exactly.
Well, now, don't you guys, I think that well, Jax worked for Helena, obviously. And so
yeah.
I mean, Helena and Faison have worked together before. So that's, I think, where that connection is. And Jerry, of course, he's connected to everybody. I mean, you know, in some way, shape, or form. So it's going to be interesting to see what this, see how this shakes out. The problem is that I think we're not going to get the actual reveal till probably next week.
Yeah, see, because and this week's Thanksgiving, so that's one day we won't get an episode because we don't get a new episode on Thanksgiving.
Right.
So,
right.
I'm not sure.
And there's
it's
no GH on Friday
good
either.
After all this time. Yeah. Because Friday's the Rose Bowl, right?
Right. Yeah, Friday's football.
Yeah. Friday's football. Friday's. What
it's
Friday
the
bowl
eating,
game,
yeah.
Mom?
The Iron Bowl
Saturday.
So what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? Do you have a big plan?
Cody, what are you doing? You haven't told me yet.
I have the entire family over. A cousin, aunt, uncles. They'll,
that's awesome.
I'll be at my place. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm leaving to go visit the family tomorrow. We're booking out tomorrow morning to go to Alabama to visit the family for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm doing. Today was my last day of school for the week, which was nice.
Well, that's good. Well, I guess
Friday on a Tuesday. That's great.
Yeah, totally.
Well,
you guys have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too. What are you doing?
Indeed, Chrissy. I don't want to.
What?
What are you going to be doing?
What am I going to be doing?
Yeah.
I'm going over to my brother's for Thanksgiving dinner. You know, I'll see my nephews and my nieces, so that'll be good.
Seems cool.
Hey, I don't want to strain your voice anymore, so I think we're going to. I'll let you go, okay?
All right. Bye, guys. Have a great week. All right. Be safe.
Bye, Chrissy.
All right, love you, girl.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
That was sweet that she called in, even though she was sick. That was sweet of her.
I call them when I'm sick, and you don't ever tell me that it's sweet.
Well.
I saw an opportunity, and I took it right there.
Thanks for making me feel bad, Em. No, I'm kidding.
I'm just kidding, Cody.
I know.
That was awesome. I love when she calls us. She's fun.
Yep. Now, I did have a couple of announcements I wanted to make. Okay. Em.
Yes, I'm listening.
I did have a couple of announcements I wanted to make. There's a couple of things coming out Friday. The first thing coming out Friday is our friend Carrie Ann Jean. Okay.
Yes.
Her Christmas album, A Magical Christmas, comes out on Friday, and you can pre-order it at carrieannjean.com/music. That's KarianneJean.
.com.
Yes, exactly. carrieannjean.com/music. And the second thing is. Do you remember Michelle Stafford's web series, The Stafford Project?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that was her DVD thing come out.
It's coming out on DVD Friday. Yes,
yeah.
It is. So.
That's awesome. I totally saw that on Twitter, and then I was going to mention it.
Be sure to pre-order that online. I'm not exactly sure where. I think it's Michelle's website, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is, like, or the staffordproject.com, maybe. Check
that. Yeah, something like that.
Because I think she has two
websites. I'll check that out, and I'll tweet it out, obviously. I'll check it out, and I'll tweet it, and I'll promote it, obviously. So
and then
that's two things I just wanted to mention.
Jen Lilly and Eric Marsoff have a single coming out. I don't know when it comes out or whatever, this week sometime, like a Christmas song. And I saw this on Twitter, like, 5,000 times. So.
Yeah, it's a Christmas song. I think maybe it's Cold Outside or something like that.
Yeah, it is. And I think it comes out Friday, but I could be wrong. I'm not sure totally. Anyways, so you're in review. Well, Amor's in review for me because that's the video. We've had crazy people. Like, we've had crazy times on the show.
Yes, we have. We've had I do remember this was before you came on, but the first time we had, the first time I had a chance to speak with a Lily Melgar, okay? She calls in, I pick up the line, I go, you're on the line, caller, and this husky voice goes, "Hey, Cody." I'm sitting there going, I'm like, okay.
But it was Lily.
Yes, it was Lily, come to find out. You know, and another time, I remember, and this is the same Kathleen Getty show that I told you about earlier, was I hadn't even called into the show yet. And I see this number pop up. So I'm scrambling to call in, you know, I punch in my pen and everything else, which kind of takes a while to do. You know.
Yeah.
You've done it before. It takes a while to do. So I'm sitting there scrambling, trying to punch in the phone number and the pen. And I pick it up and it's Kathleen.
Which takes
and I'm like,
forever, and sometimes it doesn't want to cooperate.
Exactly. And I pick it up and it's Kathleen. I'm like, the first thing out of my mouth, I go, I hadn't even called in yet. So
yeah.
That's the first thing out of my mouth.
Well, okay, the first show ever that I did, well, second show, because my first show ever was another show. But anyway, first show.
Yeah, your first show was a
co-host.
A GH recap show, wasn't it?
Yeah, my first show was a GH recap show. And my first show was that. No, then we had Anna Roberts. Then we had a show where you, like, announced that I was co-host.
Surprised the crap out of you.
Yeah. So Kathleen calls us up, and we're sitting here, we're just chatting. And he answers the phone, and he's like, "You're on the line." She's like, "Hey, it's Kathleen Getty, General Hospital." And I was like, "Say it again? What? Excuse me?" Actually, I was like, "Excuse me?" And then we started laughing, and Cody's like, "By the way," I was like, "Thanks for the update."
And there's one more caller, by the way.
She's like, "So, do you have questions?" And I was like, "Well, I would if I had time to prepare, but I didn't." And that was super fun. And I even remember, like, we had to do this project on, like, the second, third day of school in theater where he was like, "Just tell us a story. Just any story. Think of a story and tell it." And that was my story. It was sitting here. And that's when I meet people, like, we talk, and once I get to know you, then you find out that I'm obsessed with General Hospital. Like, you don't get that off the bat, you know? And this was about a week into school, I guess. And then we had to do this little thing, which little, like, whatever. And so that was my story. And I was like, "Yeah, so I'm obsessed with General Hospital." So my teacher was like, "Really?" And I was like, "Really? I'm not joking." And they're like, everyone was like, "Really? Really?" And I was like, "Yeah, really." And then
really?
I told
of course.
Them my story. And I was like, "No, you can understand. It's a big deal. She's the queen." And then Lily, and then I was like, so it gets better, because then Lily calls us, and I'm like, "What? Excuse me."
And
she's
then,
like, "I just called because I wanted to talk about Nicholas and Emily," and I'm like, "Okay, we can talk about that. I'm down for that."
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
And then that third caller that I called in that day, you were like, "If this is another celebrity, Cody, I'm going to kill you."
Yeah, I was like, "You're like, we have another call." I'm like, "What, another celebrity?" And somebody called in between the two, and it was like Celia, and then Lily called, but her call dropped or something.
Right.
But yeah.
You're like, "Is this another celebrity?" Yeah.
We had to mention Kathy, because Kathy has been like, we just put her through the ringer. Like, if we need somebody, Kathy is the one.
Exactly. Oh, and shout out to Kathy for just a bridge
being
awesome,
great.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, she filled in a sort of kind of at the last minute for, I don't remember.
For me.
You couldn't make it for some strange reason.
I was in traffic, and I was like, "Kathy," because I didn't know at that point that you could, in fact, drive and talk, I guess. I don't know. And so I was in traffic, and I was like, Kathy, I need you to call the show and do the show for me until I can get there. And then I texted Leah because Kathy said she didn't know if she could make it. And so I sent Leah a message and told Leah I needed her. And then when I called in, it was all four of us.
Exactly. But, yeah, you know.
She's my wing woman. That's what it
is. Yep, she is our wing woman, isn't she?
Absolutely. She's great.
And, you know, and I wanted to say that this show I could not run without this show could not run as smoothly as it does without you.
Oh, that's so nice, thank you. But you do most of the work, and I'm just along for the ride. But I'll take credit if you want me to.
I picked up the slack for me a time or two, so there you go.
That's true. I do that. But I'm always that person that causes, like, I feel like I'm the person that offends everyone. Well, not everyone. But I feel like recently that's happened several times, and I'm like, why is it always my fault? Like, why? Nobody ever has anything to say about anyone else, and then I say something, and everyone talks about it. Well, no, that's not exactly what happened. It was another totally different incident, non-related to what I just said, but... Still,
whatever.
I feel like I'm the person, and I'm like, when somebody gets upset, I'm the person who's like, okay, let's have some therapy and talk about it.
Hmm.
That's my job.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of therapy.
Speaking of therapy, that was a nice segue. I know you're going to mention Patsy Pease.
We need to invite a Patsy back sometime in the very near future, don't we?
I will send her a DM after the new year and hook up with
and
her.
And we'll set something up.
Yes. As much fun as I am having right now, I really don't want to subject our listeners to any more of my sniffling. Because, guys, Emily is not feeling it today.
No, you're not, aren't you?
No, okay, because here's what happened. So Friday, Thursday night I got sick. I was supposed to go sing somewhere Thursday night and couldn't because I got sick. Stayed home from school Friday, and all that was wrong with me was a sore throat, so I stayed home so that it would be fine so I could sing Saturday. Then I got this, like, you know that thing where you're, like, almost sick and it feels like there's, like, a bubble in your throat, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do.
Yeah, it won't go away. Okay, that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, my ears, like, did the stopped-up thing. And then yesterday, I don't know what was wrong with me yesterday, everything. And then today, it's, like, one ear stopped up and I can't hear out of it. And my nose on one side and one eye. And I have a headache. And it's great. And I can't tell you how many people came up to me today and were like, whoa, you're not wearing makeup. Like, am I not entitled to have a day once in a while where I don't wear makeup?
Exactly.
Guys, thanks. I'm like, you're making all of these too. Like, I already felt weird because I didn't have makeup on. And then everyone was like, Emily's not wearing makeup. And I was like, stop it. Don't point it out. Well, there's no point in wearing
don't
makeup.
Anybody...
Your eyes are just
I know my
like
secret.
One. Anyways, so it's been a crazy year on this show.
Thank you for that. You know, it has been quite a year, and I don't think people realize how hard we work.
Yeah, guys, we work hard, so don't discount it. And also, somebody's ringing. And also, don't give me attitude because I say some things every once in a while. I got attitude from somebody, and I'm very irritated. Just saying. Not that I don't like the person anymore. Not that it even affects that. I just, you know. Don't appreciate it. We work hard. Don't give us slack about it.
Exactly. Well.
Anyways.
Anyway. Yeah. What do you say we wrap this up and
All right, sounds good.
Do you want one?
All right, I'll catch you later, girl.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. I hope you guys enjoyed our year in review show. You know, and speaking for me personally, I sincerely, truly appreciate every single listener, guest, a caller, or anybody that's even given the show an ounce of support. Because, like I said, Or without y'all, there is no show. And I will be forever grateful to you guys for just the kindness that you showed, and to the guests for giving me 30-plus minutes of your time. I cannot tell you how humbling that is. So I think with that, I'm going to wrap it up right here. Here's to 2014, and here's to making 2015 an even bigger year. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to A Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.